The story of Florence Wanjiku and Elias Njau shows how activism sometimes undermines due process. Now, activism is good because it makes some things to be done, which sometimes authorities don't focus on achieving. But sometimes activism becomes dangerous, and this is one such place where that is turning out to be the case. The concept of due process is very important because it protects people from excesses of mob justice. Mob justice can go very wrong, or most of the time mob justice goes very wrong. So when there's due process, then individuals are protected because they can be put through a process that can prove them to be innocent or guilty. Without that due process, people will be crucified for things they did not do simply because the mob thought that they did whatever they did. Now, in this case, Elias Njau is this pastor in one of the big churches in the city, I hear, and Florence is the wife, and they live in Nakuru, and they do business together as many couples do. And then one day we have this story on social media that there is this pastor of one big church who attacked the wife and disturbed her, and he almost killed her, and we see her being taken to the hospital, and we see all these big people, even government officials, go to visit her. And then there is an outcry that this Elias Njau guy has done something that is so bad, but he's out there, has not been arrested. But now it's becoming clear that probably the reason why he was not arrested almost immediately is because the people on the ground, the police, had a clearer picture of what was happening. And to them, it seemed like whatever had happened didn't warrant arresting him, at least not immediately. But because of the outcry from activists and even government officials, politicians, and everybody else, and social media noise, they go ahead and they arrest this guy. And then he's taken to court, and then he's given a bond, I think. And then now we have these CCTV videos that are being shared, and they are showing a totally different picture of what happened. And I think they show us the reason why this guy was not arrested immediately. I'm not saying he's innocent, but I'm just saying the picture we are seeing from these videos are very different from what was being talked about on social media and other public platforms. So, yes. While activism is very important in a society because it puts pressure where there is need to be pressure so that things can happen, but sometimes activism goes rogue. And in this case, I think it's one of those where it almost went rogue, or we can even say it went rogue, and it almost undermined due process.